just thought, calm the fuck down. Come on. He's been pretty good all season, hasn't he? One he's slight error.
Here we go. It's the Pompey Pod with Mike and Dan. Good
Hello.
Evening, Dan.
Good evening.
Hello to you, sir.
You're right.
We are here with... I'm very good, thanks. Yes, I'm very good. Yourself?
Terrific. Thank you.
Terrific. Good, good, good. This is your weekly Pompey podcast. If you like our content, why not subscribe, follow, and do all those things. Nearly, Dan, we're nearly up to 500 followers. We really like our followers on Facebook. Nearly 500. Thank you very much to everyone who follows and interacts with our content. This week, we are talking Shrewsbury at home, and then we're looking ahead to what could be. What could it be this weekend? It could be promotion party this weekend.
Could be.
We'll discuss how that is panning out.
Shrewsbury or Shrewsbury?
Shrewsbury. I say Shrewsbury personally, but
I do.
Yeah, a lot of people say Shrews.
Do they say Shrewsbury where they're from?
I don't give a monkey's. I don't know. Yeah. It's one of those, it's scone and scone, isn't it? Mm. It's one of those dilemmas that is neither right nor wrong.
It is a dilemma.
It is a dilemma.
Yeah,
it is.
Not exaggerating, are you?
Right. No, not at all. Straight into it, Dan. Shrewsbury. Yep. I'm going to say Shrewsbury. Yep. That's how I'm going to say it.
Yep.
Weekend. Overall thoughts of the game.
I'm just quickly scrolling through my Facebook because I am debating with somebody about their little comment on Facebook. I thought that Shrewsbury were one of the poorest teams I've seen. I won't be judgmental and say that that's what they play like every week. But yeah, I thought they were very poor. And the fact we didn't even have to play very well to get 3 points, to get 3 goals, and we're never in any trouble either. No. I thought it was just quite a comfortable, easy game. So I thought it was a very, very comfortable win. I did see a few people, not too many, but a few people complaining on social media that we didn't play very well. So I had a debate with someone, and a few of the things that the fans were saying as well. I was just shouting abuse at the players. One bloke
during
the game. It was the one in the second half where Shocknessy left the ball for Norris, and
the guy went.
Someone went, "Shocknessy, you fucking twat!" And I turned around and went, "All right, mate." Just thought, calm the fuck down. Come on, he's been pretty good all season, hasn't he? One slight error, yeah.
He's done right. It was just a miscommunication, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
it was quite a strange ball back as well, though. I thought who played that ball back? I can't remember who it was. Wasn't Pack? Was it? Was Ogilvy maybe?
Ogilvy. Lane? Yeah.
But it was a strange ball back. But yeah, no need. But I'll come back to the comments because I've noticed. Well, because it's not been many, but there was one that kind of interested me today. I kind of mentioned it to you on the chat earlier, but we'll come back to that in a little bit. So we started well. Obviously, we started very well. Own goal.
Yeah.
Well forced. Lovely. Your ball in from Shocknessy, who obviously had some positive positive qualities during the game. And it was a lovely little dink ball in from him, I feel, for a centre-back. Yeah. Mm. So good start. But then Didn't we?
Yeah, I just thought it's one of those where the opposition were just not. I just thought it's one of those where you sort of go down to their level. We were 1-0 up. We didn't really need to try and push because Shrewsbury didn't seem to have much at all, did they? But yeah, until they scored, which I thought was the best goal of the game. Thought it was quite a good move on it there.
It was well worked, wasn't it? Very well worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moved it across quickly and they knocked it back. Mm. Good finish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think, do you think the reason why we seemed quite lackluster was due to the change in personnel? Obviously, 3 changes for the game. Yenge and Bishop up top? Do you think that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think
No, I just think it's just a general, you just can't play well, which is what I was speaking to this chap online. He was sort of saying, well, he said we made hard work of it, which I thought was fine. And then he said too slow on the ball, which I thought was OK. But then he said, can only assume the manager wants us to play this way. And I just thought, well, I just made a point of saying, well, we have lost 4 in however many 50 games.
50 odd games now, yeah.
Yeah, including last season. And we're not going to beat every team comfortably. You're not going to play well every game, but, you know, 3 points is 3 points. I don't see quite what we're complaining about. Yes, we do pass it around a lot, but I just thought it was the best game to do it against Shrewsbury when there was no real threat coming from them, was there? So you're not going to play well every game. And I just think with four games to go, 3 points is just, it's 3 points, isn't it? I don't care.
Yeah,
and to think that people were moaning about the way we play, I just thought, come on, give them a break.
Yeah, no, I agree. I must admit, I was frustrated myself, but it was more the fact that I felt it was more because we were comfortable on the ball, and I thought we actually were moving around quite nicely until the final third. We just didn't really have that.
Yeah.
There's always like a little missed pass, wasn't there, or something in the final third, or just not getting the ball in the box quick enough. And I thought Bishop was quite lively in that sort of withdrawn role. I thought he moved around quite nicely. And I thought there's a lot of interactive little triangles until we got in the final third. And it just seemed to, I know they sat deep for the majority, particularly the first half. But yeah, and then when they broke away and scored, it's like, oh, okay. But I still wasn't concerned at that stage. There's more in this game.
Yeah.
Penalty or no penalty? You probably wouldn't have had a great view at the time, would you?
No, I didn't have a great view. And when I've seen the replay, and there only seems to be sort of one angle of it, and I think it looks quite soft, to be honest.
Soft. I think there's contact, right?
Yeah. I didn't think he had a good game at all. I thought he was just trying to be too clever. But every time he had the ball, he was trying tricks and flicks all the time and just trying to turn into players. I just thought he didn't play very well. I just thought he was trying to do too much. But then again, he won the penalty.
And actually, I thought he did quite well in winning the penalty. I thought he beat the defender quite well. Kind of held it up. He seemed to be going down a bit of a dead end, didn't he?
Yeah. But
held it up, kind of pulled it back a little bit. Was going nowhere, to be fair. And I don't know why the defender even attempted to make any sort of challenge, because it's just stupid. And
with
any contact, he's going to go down. But and I think once we went back in front, there was never any danger of them getting anything from it, was there?
No, it was getting that third goal. I thought that was all. That was as soon as that went in.
And the third goal, what did you think of?
I thought it was really good. Yeah, really good.
Nicely worked, didn't it?
Yeah, good switch of play from Lane, wasn't it, over to White on the edge of the box. And then, lovely little ball from Sadie.
Did you think Sadie was going to smash it from there?
Yeah, Nice little, nice little lift
surprise over. Surprise us all, his little lift over, and it was perfect, wasn't it? Perfect. Bishop just had to run onto it. It's just one of those where you just have to get your studs on it. And it's past the keeper. And then, like I say, another 3 points. It wasn't a great performance. It is frustrating when you see people moaning, but it's kind of, come on. Not everybody is good all the time. And I think we've played worse this season.
Yeah.
The fact that we did play well and still won is a very good sign.
Yeah. I just think you just didn't need to overexert yourselves, didn't need to do anything too stupid, because you're always going to win that game, I thought. In the first minute,
and it was off the back of a difficult game against Derby as well. So you've got to give them a bit of slack, haven't you? Man of the match. Who's your man of the match?
Who did we say we were talking about this? I don't know. I think probably Bishop was the right decision. 2 goals, played well.
Yeah, I suppose 3 goals.
Yeah, I mean the usual pack: Raggett and Shocklessy.
I thought Raggett was excellent. I thought he was really good.
Yeah.
He did one challenge, didn't he, in the first half, second half, actually, where he just preempted the shot. He was never going to get a challenge in, but he just preempted the shot and threw himself in the way of it, which was quite nice, I thought.
Yeah, very good.
It was just very solid, very comfortable. But, I suppose when you get 2 goals, if you don't get man of the match in a 3-1 win, you're probably disappointed, aren't you? But he was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, normal one, but the pack was good again, wasn't he? Four mocks now, a solid game. Lane was quiet. I don't know why they switched Lane and Kamara. I just think Kamara's
I was surprised Lane didn't get taken off, because we were sort of saying about 10 minutes from half time, we were sort of going, oh, Lane's got about another 20 minutes left. He'll get taken off shortly after half time, but he never did he? So I don't know whether that's looking towards the Bolton game or not. I don't know. Maybe he's got some maybe that's why he took Kamara off.
Perhaps. Give him a bit of a rest. Yeah. Give him a bit of a rest. And how was White? I didn't really see much of White when he came on, but he's looking...
He's looking much better.
Okay,
isn't he? Yeah.
He's looking more comfortable. He's looking less... Just used to look nervous, didn't he? Every time he got on the pitch, he'd look nervous, which was strange. Okay, so 3-1. Now, here's the situation. As we all know, if we beat Bolton next weekend, which is a big if, it's not a foregone, is it, at all, in any stretch? They're still fighting to go up. But if we beat Bolton, no matter what happens elsewhere, we are up. We are up again. That's the way it is. If Derby lose tomorrow against the Wickham of Wanderers and we win at Bolton, we've won the league.
Oh,
with three games to spare.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. There you go. That's the situation we're in. And yet, as Pompey fans, we're still 9 points ahead.
I know. To
play for. Yeah. And there's still not that certainty, is there? I imagine every other team, in fact, I look at the socials on like the League One forums and stuff, and they still call forums nowadays. Why not? And everybody else is saying, okay, who's going up with Portsmouth? So it's not. There's no question in anyone else's mind. The only questions are coming from our own.
Well, yeah, you'd be. I mean, yeah, if you're every other fan of every other team in the league, you'd be looking at Pompey and going, they've lost four all season. So, you know, they pretty much have to lose the last four to not get promoted. But as Pompey fans, we know never to count the chickens, do we?
No chicken counting. But if we do beat Bolton, we are going up to the Championship next season, which is amazing.
A draw is still 9 points in front with three games to go, isn't it? So they still...
It's still good as, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's as good as. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anybody, are we going to do? Are you going to do a prediction? Should we come back to that? Let's come back to the prediction.
We'll come back to that, and then I won't give you a prediction then either.
Yeah. Last thing. Okay. Right. What I want to do quickly is, here's a quick thing. Just a keep... or a let go, right? So we've got 11 players out of contract at the end of this season. Oh, bearing in mind, let's assume we are going to go up to the Championship, because we are 9 points clear with 12 to play. I'm just going to quickly go through them. I'm going to start in reverse order, and you just say keep or contract, we'll call this.
Marry.
Keep or contract. Ryan Schofield is who we're going to start with. Ryan Schofield, currently third choice goalkeeper.
Okay, I'll try and keep brief rather than just giving you one thing. But on the basis of the cup games, let go.
Let go, yeah. I just realised I said keep or contract, which is both the same thing, isn't it?
Keep or let go.
Okay, yeah. Liam Vincent. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He signed him
about 3 years ago thinking he was going to be decent.
He's Pompey boy, isn't he?
Is he? Is he?
I think is he? Is he?
I'm not sure. I thought we bought him as a youngster from somewhere like Bromley or somewhere like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen.
I don't think he's that young. He must be 22-ish now. But I just think if you're not going to get in the side in the League One, it's unlikely you're going to play a part in the Championship. Yeah. But who knows how players develop. Josh Martin.
Send him back.
See you later. Okay, yeah. Matt Macey.
Well, I guess keep, unless we can get, you know, a better calibre.
Better backup.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Keep him. Here we go. Now into some big names. Joe Rafferty, your favourite. Joe Rafferty's out of contract.
I think keep. I think definitely keep. Purely because he's the least attacking. The least attack minded player I've ever seen in my life. But he is one of the best fullbacks in that. You never see him get in. You know, you very rarely see a winger taking him on. You know, running, getting past him. So yeah.
Solid, experienced at League One, Championship level as well. So, okay, Connor Ogilvie is out of contract.
Keep. I'd say keep. Definitely. I think he'll always do a job, whatever level you're at, he will give you 100%, won't he? So, yeah.
Yeah, commitment.
Yeah.
Lee Evans, he's only been with us a little while. Have you seen enough in him to think he's a championship level player for us?
I've seen enough to make the decision that I just don't like him.
Oh, really?
I do not like him one bit. No, I don't like him at all.
He's not for you.
No. I just think.
Okay.
So with some of the passing, I just think if you're that level of player, I just think you should be. There was a 5-yard ball on the weekend. What was it against Derby? That was the weekend. He came on, didn't he? And there was a 5-yard ball, and he couldn't find someone. And I just thought. But yeah, that's just. I'm sure he's a very good player, so I won't judge him on the 1.5 games that I've seen or whatever it is he's played.
Okay. Marlon Pack.
Yeah, captain. I think you definitely got to keep him, haven't you?
Keep him. And then this is the one that's that divides opinion, I think, in many ways. The heart says yes. The head says maybe not so much. But Shawnee Raggett.
Mm, yeah.
Does he get a new contract in the championship?
It's tough, isn't it? I think it's all about who we sign. I mean, if we're getting ex-Premier League players or, you know, top quality championship players that we sign next season, you know, top quality defenders, then we'd be happy to stick Raggett back on the bench or even let him go. So I think it all just depends on who we get in. You keep him because, you know, again, he's another one like Ogilvy that will do a job, will put 100% in commitment. But is he championship level is another matter.
So you're saying depends yeah. on the targets. Okay. Yeah. No, I think I can't see our targets being particularly high, but I think we're going to be looking at kind of, again, if we go up, surely consolidating first year. And you'd like to think we'd have a go at it, but I think that's realistic. Okay. Here's two more, which both have 1-year options. So they're not as desperate, but Joe Morrell. New contract.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, yeah.
Yeah. One for little Joe and Zach Swanson.
I think. Okay. I think just because he was out so long, I still haven't seen enough of him to make a decision on whether I think he's a very good player or not. But yeah, I think he's one. I think
it's got potential.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got potential. Definitely. I thought he was very good against Peterborough.
Yeah,
very good against Peterborough. Okay, I thought he was okay at the weekend. I don't think anyone was great with it at the weekend. Okay, right. Similar note. Here we go. So similar note, but this is slightly different. Now, these are all players who are out of contract that are ex-Pompey players. They're all out of contract in this summer. They're all liked at Pompey in many, but you know, they're held in high regard. So would you take any of these three out of contract? Jamal Lowe is out of contract in the summer.
I know I keep saying this, but it's hard. It's hard to judge purely because I haven't watched Jamal Lowe since he left Pompey. So I don't know if he's still the same level that he was with us. And you know, he was a better player now than he was then. Then you definitely would get him back, wouldn't you? I think he's played in the championship for what, 3 seasons now? Is that 3 or 4?
At least 3 or 4, yeah. And he's a little bit. He didn't really play much for Bournemouth in the Premier League, did he? But I think he made a couple of appearances in the Premier League.
Yeah. So I don't know. It all depends on what they're like now. I haven't seen enough of him in the last few years to.
Okay, might be a similar sort of note on the next two then. Matt Ritchie. 35-year-old Matt Ritchie.
Now? Yeah, no, no,
no.
Wow.
He could be about 35, isn't he, Matt Ritchie?
Yeah,
surely.
He must be.
Could be about there or thereabouts.
Allegedly, I just think anyone that was playing in a Premier League team and was still starting for a Premier League team last season, yet was still being linked with a team in League One,
there's
got to be an issue of quality, isn't there, surely?
Yeah, you think so. He's first. Pompey
tinted spectacles on and going.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah. That's the problem. And people see these players and they think, oh, yeah, he did a job for us 15 years ago. Or we liked him when we were in our troubled period. And, you know, he stuck by us and then we were sad to see him go. It's a little bit like, you know, someone like Connor Chapman has obviously gone on and improved immensely. As have all of these players, actually. Obviously, some played in the Premier League. Final one is Joel Ward.
He must be, how old is he now then? What, early 30s?
He's about 35 as well, surely.
Mid-30s. Well, I don't. Yeah, I think. Yeah, he'd be. I mean, I think he'd be all right in the championship, wouldn't he?
34. Yeah, same age as Richie.
Yeah.
thing is, you don't want too many of that level players. I suppose someone like Richie, who could play left back, but you don't really want a 34-year-old left back and a 34-year-old right back, do you? It's not really, and it doesn't seem to be the way that they've planned this season. They've not brought in a lot of more mature players. It's all been young, resellable players, isn't it? So that they can develop. So I think it's unlikely. I think Lowe is probably the most likely, but would he be a bit too much money now that he's had a few years in the Championship? But then you could say it's going to be the same with any Championship player, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not sure
who we do sign.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll sign any of those three, to be honest with you. I think it is, like you say, it's just a nostalgia thing that when these players become available, you think, and you've got to remember as well, Jamal Lowe was playing League Two football with us as well. So
Yeah.
Christ, that's how long ago it was. He was playing League Two football, I suppose, and League One. Okay, right. So there we are. Out of contract players, there's a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of business going on, and we knew that anyway, didn't we? Because of the situation we're in. It's that time. It's that time where I feel it's time to get quizzical.
Time to get quizzical.
Let's get quizzy. Busy with the quizzy. Dan,
do you want mine first again then?
Yeah.
Because mine's boring.
You like going first, man.
Yeah, it gets it out of the way, doesn't it? Okay, so what I've done is I've taken some stats from BBC Sport again. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a category and two Pompey players, and you have to tell me which one you think. I'll just tell you the first one is current season. Which of these players has made the most passes for Pompey this season? Sean Raggett?
Well, I'm going to go straight in with this because judging by how you've done these previously, you would assume it's Marlon Pack. But then Sean Raggett probably does pass it across the back four around about 50 times a game. So I'm going to go Sean Raggett.
Okay.
It's wrong, isn't it?
You are wrong to go Sean Raggett. It's Marlon Pack. I thought I'd start you off with an easy one, mate. Marlon Pack. It's not hugely different. Marlon Pack, 2,094. And Sean Raggett, 1,943 passes.
Okay.
Not a massive difference. Right, okay, next one. Okay, chances created. Which of these two players has created the most chances for Pompey this season? Is it Paddy Lane? I can tell you there's only one in it.
Oh, come on. Well, I'm going to go Lane. Final answer.
Are you sure?
Lane.
Colby Bishop has created... How many do you reckon? Although I almost just said it.
What, just a... 16.
33.
Okay. Yeah,
and
almost
Paddy
half.
Lane has created 34. Well done. Yay. One out of two.
All right,
next
sweet.
One. Next
How many
one.
Is there? Five?
Six. So here's we're really getting down to basics now. Games played. Which of these players... Are you still there? Oh, there you go. Okay. Which of these players has played the most games? So this is not full games. It's just appearances, I would have thought. Right. Gavin White or Alex Robertson? Interesting. Interesting comparison. Which of them's played the most games? I know, it's a toughie, isn't it? Both been out injured. One player playing more than the other at the beginning of the season.
I think if it was minutes, it would be Robertson, because I think White has mostly come on for like 10, 15 minutes.
But I didn't say minutes.
I know you didn't. Keep your hair on, Sunshine. I know what you said. So I'm going to go... Oh, I'm still going to stick with Robertson. I'm going to stick with Robbo.
Alex Robertson.
He was there at the weekend, wasn't he? He was there for the Shrewsbury game.
Oh, was he? I saw Horridison in the toilet, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Alex Robertson, 26. Gavin White, 28. Yes. 28
what?
Appearances.
What?
Yep. So that's one out of three.
Jeez,
Next one. Oh, it's a negative one, next one. Which of these players has made the most incomplete passes? Is it Connor Ogilvie or Joe Morel?
Our French left back.
Yeah. Connor Ogilvie or Joe Morrell? And again,
Joe Morrell. Although Ogilvie did that horrible hospital pass for McIntyre, didn't he?
But, oh, yeah, he did.
Joe Morrell.
Joe Morrell, 212 incomplete passes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Connor Ogilvie, 214. You are wrong to go Morrell. One out of four. Come on, then. Okay. Let's get the last two for 50% again. Right. We've gone back to basics again. Games played. Which of these players has played the most games? Is it Sean Raggett or Joe Rafferty?
Oh, twist. Lovely. It's Sean Raggett.
Sean Raggett. Is that what you're sticking with? You're trying to get 50%. Yeah, you're sticking with it.
He would have... he wouldn't have played whilst Paul was around. How many has Swanson played? I'm going for Rafferty.
Right, I'm going to give you another chance to change. Are you
going
to change?
Okay, I'm going for a
rate. No, actually, you don't have to.
First answer.
All right, okay. Your first answer. Raggett has played 38. Joe Rafferty has played 36. Well done. All right, last one. Back to the chances. Chances created. This one to get 3 out of 6. Joe Morrell or Gavin White? Which player has created the most chances this season? Joe Morrell with his wonderful attacking ability, and Gavin White with his warming of the bench.
And then hardly warming the pitch when he appears. Mm. Certainly not warming the fans. And I'm going to go with White just because...
Good choice.
It's the right answer.
Good choice. Gavin White has created 15 chances. Joe Morrell has created 19. Well done. And there'll be a similar one next week.
How was that? Two
out of four.
Two out of six. Oh, God. So that's 33%. So you only need, well, if you've got two out, I've only got five. I only do five questions.
I know, but they're going to be stupidly hard, you said, didn't you, these?
No, well, do you know what? Actually, I thought about it. They were stupidly hard, so I made them multiple choice to make it a little bit easier. Right. But I've made four choices, because I think with three, you got one here. So anyway, so we are on the cusp, Dan, of going back up to the Championship. So I thought it'd be good to review the last season that we were in the Championship and have some questions about that.
Oh,
so
good.
These are questions on the 2011-12 season.
Oh, good.
Do you remember it well?
No, pretty much I shut down when we left the when we left the Premier League. Shut down for a few seasons.
Yeah. Emotionally became unaware of what was going on. Yeah. Okay.
If one of the answers is Greg Halford, then I'll be okay.
Wow. Greg Halford is one of the potential answers in question one, which is,
there you go,
with 44 league appearances, which defender played the most games for Pompey in that season? Is it Joe Ward, previously mentioned, Ricardo Rocha, your favourite, Jason Pearce, or Greg Halford? Which one was it of those four? Oh, Halford, Pearce, Rocha, Ward.
Oh, I don't know, Mike. This is Halford. Rocha.
Rocha is incorrect. It was Joe Ward with 44. Rocha was the least, actually. He had something like 13.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Pearce and Halford both had 42. Okay, next one. Go on, you'll get this one. With 8 goals, which midfielder was PFC's top scorer that season? League top scorer, that is. Was it Jed Wallace? Was it Hayden Mullins? Was it Liam Lawrence? Or was it David Norris?
Mullins has scored Lawrence. 8 goals in his career. Now, Jed Wallace, this is the first season we're in the Championship, so I know it's too early. I would have thought it's between. See, I don't even think Norris would have got. Oh, now let's go Jed Wallace then.
Jed Wallace scored a total of 0 goals that season. It was David Norris. I don't think they got eight between them.
Excellent.
Okay. Good. Had Pompey not been deducted 10 points, where would they have finished in the table? Would they have finished 17th, 18th, 19th, or 20th? Obviously, we finished 22nd and went down. But with an extra 10 points, would we have been 17th, 18th, 19th, or 20th?
Just trying to work the answer. 18th, yeah, definitely 18th.
It's correct.
Yeah,
it's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, similar question is, which team would finish 21st?
Sorry, say that again. I missed it.
There was a freeze.
Oh, and
okay. Which team were not relegated due to Pompey's 10-point deduction that season? I.e., which team came 21st in the championship? Was it Nottingham Forest, Peterborough, Bristol City, or Barnsley?
Bristol City.
Bristol City. Final answer.
No, Nottingham Forest.
Sure.
No. Peterborough.
It was Barnsley. Oh dear. It was Barnsley.
Yeah.
Oh dearie, dearie, dear. Oh, okay. Right, this one to win. Even though you've got the only one right. This is still
please, please subscribe. Please subscribe to our podcast.
Please subscribe to this knowledgeable podcast. Yeah. Okay. Pompey only won one of their opening seven games, with Dave Kitson scoring the only goal at Fratton Park, but against So who was their first win of the season, basically, of that season? Was it against Blackpool, Coventry, Reading, or Barnsley? 1-0 win, Fratton Park.
Yeah, that was against Coventry. The first one. Coventry.
Blackpool.
Yeah, no, Coventry.
Blackpool, Coventry, Reading, Barnsley.
Yeah, Coventry.
Coventry, final answer.
Yeah, or Blackpool. Yeah, Coventry. Coventry.
Coventry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Portsmouth won 1-0. Dave Kitson scored against his former club, Reading. Yeah.
That was good.
There you go. Good. So out of 11 questions between me and you, we got three right.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Come and subscribe.
Come and subscribe.
Yeah.
Come and roll up. Be one of our nearly 500 followers.
There must be someone out there. Oh, we're also nearly 100. Our championship. What's this?
And we're nearly 100 on YouTube as well. 100. Yeah, go on. You were saying about there must be someone who knows?
There must be someone who knows something about our first season in the Championship following our Premier League relegation.
Play along. Yeah. Play along with those questions and tell us how many you got. Pop in the comments. Did you get more than Dan's one or my two? Oh, they were tricky, though. They were tricky. They weren't easy ones, even with the multiple choice.
Weren't. Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't have
it. And yours were kind of one goal or one pass here and there. So it's not even, can't even take an educated guess, can you?
No.
Unless you're a stato. But that is it for, I know it's not it. It is not it because we haven't said about the Bolton game. So Bolton, we play this weekend at the Tough Sheet Stadium. My God.
It's awful, isn't it? Who would have done that? What? And who would have gone Tough Sheets? Let's call it Tough Sheet. And someone who would have gone, yep, that seems fine to me. We'll sign that off.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. How much are they paying us? Oh, 500 grand a season. Yeah.
All right, that's going out the door. That's got a stamp on. That's going out. Oh, that sounds a bit like Tough Shit. Oh, too late.
Go on, prediction. I'm going to go draw. I think we're going to get a point. I think we will get a point.
That'll be fine. They haven't done too bad, have they, last few games? Other than a defeat to Derby.
Yeah, right.
But a few draws. But, draw away to Barnsley. But, yeah, not bad form. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, isn't it? Wouldn't be surprised if we lose. Quite capable of getting a point, even 3 points. So that is my prediction.
Mm.
We may lose, we may draw, and we may win. Yeah? That's my prediction.
All right, good. It's locked in.
Yeah.
Okay, so that does conclude another Pompey pod for this week. There will be a similar one next week, but before we end, please like, subscribe, share, and get involved. Get involved with the Pompey pod.
Do it.
At Pompey pod on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Just look for at Pompey pod. Is that Meg or Mog?
That is Mog.
Very nice. Mog says, follow the pod. Okay. See you next week. By that time, we could be a championship club already.
Could be.
Let's see.
Yeah. Yay.
But for now, goodbye.
Bye.